For example, P eight after discharging care today's date is 09/12/20. Correction, 10/12/2023. Dictation is for Tamika Brown. Brown spells BROWM. Tamika spells TAMIKA. Date of birth is 01/28/1973. A 50-year-old female here with knee pain. Period. Patient says she has a long history of DJD in her right knee. It's followed by an outside provider who usually gave her injections of steroids. She said her last injection was well over a year ago. She said it worked for a year, but got worse today after she did some work in the tunnel. Period. Open parenthesis. Patient is a county sheriff. And the tunnel entails long walk, squats, motions up and down, period, close parentheses. Describe pain as sharp, rated pain 8/10, worse with bending. Non-radiating, said pain is located under a patella, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports painful urination, frequent urination. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, denies chest pain, denies shortness of breath, denies headache, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat. .99% room air, blood pressure 162/93. In open parentheses, patient says she did not take her blood pressure medicine today, but she will when she gets home, period. Close parentheses. next line, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Correction. Next paragraph, knee, right knee. No erythema, no effusion, negative ballotment sign, tenderness in the region of the patella, the positive patella grind sign. She has full range of motion with moderate discomfort and flexion. Joint is not hot to touch. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcystic papules, no vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves return as normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is knee. Degenerative joint disease. Assessment number 2, right knee pain. Number 3, hematuria. Number 4, proteinuria. Number 5, hypertension. Poor control / poor medication compliance. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done. According to the urinalysis, revealed proteinuria and hematuria. Patient indicated that she has had this problem since she was in her 20s. She stated that in the past she has had ultrasound, she had had cystogram, and these studies were unremarkable. She was advised to come back to the clinic tomorrow, fasting, for CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. We would like to look at her creatinine to see how her kidneys function in period. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection, right knee. Patient and I identify the three areas of where pain is maximum. These areas were marked with skin marker. Next line, the site was cleaned with betadine. Next line, site was overwiped with alcohol swab after betadine. Next line, sterile technique was maintained. with a 27 gauge needle, along with solumedrol 80 milligrams, comma, lidocaine without epinephrine 5 milliliters. Next line, medication was injected into her knee, below her patella. The three sites of maximum pain was injected. Next line, after injection, site was massaged thoroughly. Next line, knee was moved through a range of motion. Patient reports improvement in her pain. Next paragraph, she tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, site was then covered with Band-Aid. There was no bleeding. Next paragraph. I discussed patient's labs with her. We were concerned about the urinary tract infection, but she indicated that it started today and believes that her infection is now beginning. Period. She said Bactrim works well for her in the past, and she would like to have a prescription of Bactrim. She was given Bactrim 800/160 milligrams 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Patient was given work excuse to return to work on Monday. Given opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.